that the chol of the milk of it remains also even after you play the rift. That's the loch of psui hamakdoshim. The milk and the gizer is also even lacha pidgin. Now, mama, what would you say before? A niftin tamimim, these kids that are born, again, where the mother was first a kedushas aguf, and then it became a balmum, and then it became pregnant, and then you were poiderit, and then it gave birth. So it says, this kid right now is a niftin tamimim, which is, and also says, v'ein matvis nechozer v'shiyetza. You can't be matvis if any korban you want, only for the korban, the same korban the mother was. Now the diik is, tamimim hu d'loy mifriki. You just can't be poiderit when it's a tam. When it comes about mum mifriki, then you could be poiderit. And how is this? Rashi says this, like we learned before, where you are matvisit l'shem zevach. So therefore, it has a gedusha chamur on it, and therefore, right now you could be poiderit. Now the equal to is the whole shiyirtzo. Who the ein matvisin? You can't be matvis for any other korban. Hol yois zevach matvisin, but for this korban you could. Seichem mishkatlo. What's the case talking about? The matvisin yois zevach. V'niftin v'mumon. So the chur is so, name if you have a tuft of the rafuna. This chur should be cast on rafuna. Because here it's mashmo, like the eight you learned before, from Marova, Mishmedu, and Mechanina, that the eight is somewhat like pidyonim before you pray to the mother, go ahead and be makdish the kid, l'shay mois the korban. That gives you the kedusha on the korban, then you could be prayed to this kedusha. So how come if this chur is a cash on Rafuna? Rafuna before said no, that these kids have no etzer, you have to just let them die. And here it's mashma, you could be matzis them, and therefore you could be able to be afraid of them. So chur is a cash on Rafuna. Samara says no. Omalak Rafuna, Rafuna can answer you and say like this. Who are then really this bryson means to tell us? The Yafilo Balimum and Eniftin. No. Even though it's a Balimum, still you can't be afraid of it. Like we had before, the Gzer was Shema Yiyad Yigadu Adar Madarim, and you'll have Sulu Madashim Ran, and you come to work with him. We don't want that. So therefore, Midir Abdullah Makoponim, we say you cannot be paid to it, and you have to let it die. Even though it's a Baal Mum, maybe also you can't be paid to it. If so, how come it only says you can't be paid to them to Mimim? So I'll tell you, V'adi Dutoni Rasha, since it's the Chidish Rasha, that Niftin to Mimim, those you could be poided even though they're at hand, is Tananami Seifa and Niftin to Mimim. It's not in the Seifa, you can't be poided to them when they're to Mimim. But it could be who are then, even though it's a Baal Mum also. We hold that the Psulu HaMekdashim, we do not want them to stay around because we're afraid you come to work with them or to share off the wool. Therefore, there's a Gzerim with the Rabbanin that the kids have Kedusha, that you can't redeem them, and therefore you have to let them die. But since you're wasting your time anyway, people will get rid of them right away. They'll shech the Psulu HaMekdashim right away. So it could be really you can't be paid for it, even though it's a Baal Mum. The reason why it says Tamimim, because it says Nereisha Tamimim. And we added to any ratio of Chosevach Shiyotza that you could be Makdashit, to the Nami Seifel of Chosevach Shiyotza you can't. But who are then? Luyoisei Sevach also maybe you can't. And those would not help. That could be a whole like Rafuna. That there is Xerim and the Rabbonin, there's no way to make it that the Vlad of Sulam Makdashim you could use. But rather the Vlad always remains also. And the din is, yes, Nichnas to keep and let it die. And that's the Xerah that we do not want you to keep around the Psul HaMadoshim, that people will not come to work with them and to share off the wool. Now we have, now the Brice, it says, Vashechta Machutz Potter. If you shecht it outside, still you potter. So Rashi said, this is going on the Brice. He Rashi says, say for the Brice, Liel, that, Vashechta, the act of the Akotchim, Shekod the Magdashin is Mumim. In the case where the Gdusha was there before the Mum. So it has Kedushas Aguf. Still, if you shecht it outside, you potter. And the reason is because since it's a Baal Mum, it's not fit to be brought inside. Therefore, if you shecht it outside, still you potter. Now, if Huna Masni Chayr, who knows? No, in such a case where the mother had a Kedushas Aguf, even though it became a Baal Mum, you chayr for shechting it bachutz. Or Mukul Lo Bedukin Shivani Pusin, is the Mum, was a split in the eye. For Aliba the Rakiba goes according to the Rakiba Shri, to the Yom that he holds such a small Mum, Yemolu Lo Yerdu. But if you put it on the meat, on the Mizbeach, you do not take it down. So therefore, that's called Chozir Lepnim. So therefore, now if you shecht it Tachutz, you'd be Chayiv Chos. Then it says in the Baraisa, Ben Lefnei Pinyon, Ben Nacha Pinyon, Yoysa Tamura. Even after you prayed to the mother, still it makes Tamura. Because the mother had a Kedusha Sagur, because it was Kaddish first, and then it became a Baal Mum. The Omer of Nach, the Omer of Abba Avua, who Tamurosa Liyacha Pinyon, Yoysa. Like if you are prayed, you redeem the mother first, and then you take another behem and say zu tacha zu, even though it's chiddush to say that tumur is chal, the second behem becomes kodesh, but the din of the behem is mesa, you can't bring it for korban, you can't redeem it, you have to let it die.
My time, what's the reason? Because hey, Chileva, what can we do? Likrevei, should you say to be makir, bring it for korban like all other tumuras, mikrei kedusha duchuy kasia? Here, no, here the mother, you already redeemed it and was a balmum, so pshita doesn't have a kedusha to be korban the mizbeach. Likrevei, but let's say now you want to redeem it. Loyalim alimitkes pidyoinoi. Since again the mother is already a balmum and it was already chozi venitche, so therefore it's a kedusha kala like we had before. It's not strong enough to take off that kedusha. It's not strong enough to be tofas pidyoinoi. Hilkach therefore meis, there's no way, you just have to let it die. Mask of Lord Ravam Ravam is the question. The teichol the mumai lebailim. Why don't we say that the owner can eat it when it becomes a balmum? This tmura, why don't we say the owner can eat it? The chima, why is this different? Beinzula tmuras bechor rumaisa. If you have a korban of bechor or rumaisa and you make it tmura, so then is it chala din tmura, but the locher is you're allowed to eat it when it becomes a balmum, the owner can eat it. The Sinan would learn like this, Tumuras Bechor Ramaisa. If you have a Bechor or Ramaisa Behema, that you make a Tumura, take another Behema and say Zutach Azu. So Locher is, Hein Uvlodin Uvlodin Uvlodin, Atzad Kaloilim, Harayin Kibchor. Or the Tumura and its kids and all the kids downwards have the same Malach like a Bechor itself. Or Maisa and like Maisa. What does that mean to say? That the Yoichlu Bemumin Labailim. That's true. The Tumura of a Bechor, there's a Pasuk, you don't bring it. It can't be Makarit for a Korban. So what do we do instead? We wait until the tmura has the mum on it, and then the owner can eat it. Or by a bechor, then the kanam can eat it. So Chura Kashra say here also, by the psul hamakadoshim, if you make tmura on it, why don't we say that when it becomes a balmum, the owner can eat it? So Omalei Abaye says back, no, zeh shem imoy olav, this one has its mother's name on it, we'll soon see. The zeh shem imoy olav, this one has its mother's name on it. What does that mean to say? Zeh kuloi tmuras bechor v'maisa mikri. That this is called the tmura of a bechor of a maisa. If so, it has the locha like the maisa, like the bechor. So ma bechor maisa, just like a korban bechor, and the maisa the locha is, the mumum, misatlan labailim, when the bechor gets a balmum, the kohen's allowed to eat it. Or when a maisa becomes a balmum, the owner can eat it. And you don't have to redeem it first. Therefore, af tmuras the misatlan, the same locha the tmura. If you have a korban bechor and you say zutach azu, so the tmura of the bechor, we have a pasuk to say it's not korban lagavi mizbeach, but our korban has loch like a bechor. That the mumoy you'll not eat it, because by bechor we dashin ach bechor shor we dashin hein kravim. The Rashi says we ain't tmuras and kravim. There's no din hakrov on the tmura of a bechor, but our korban the tmura has a shame of bechor on it. So therefore you can eat it when it's a balmum, even though you're not poider it. Mashenkin over here, v'zeh shem imo olav, the regular korban that now became a balmum, so the kids have the same malach like the tmura has the same malach like the yikah korban. So tmura's kochim ikri is called the tmura of a korban. Ma kochim, just like a regular korbanus, excluding a bechor and a ma'isa beima. Loi misachli el lepidyon, there's no way to eat it. Once it was chalak dushas aguf, there's no way to eat it, a regular person, until you redeem it first. Is af tmuros anami. The same thing, the tmura of a psul hamakdoshim also loin mesachel of the pigeon. You could only eat it if you could be poider it. For ho, now in this case where you already redeemed the mother, and now you make tmura, so loyalim ala mitzvahs pidyonoi. The amount of kedusha that was chal upon this tmura is not strong enough to be able to be taken off through a pigeon. Therefore, there's no thing to do with it, but you have to let it die. So when it says Tanya, bring another proof. Tanya, you also learned this. Tanya, the Vosav Nachman, being another proof of Nachman, that it says, "Minayin leTmuras Psuli Hamakdoshim." Shemesa, how do we know that that's Balocha? If you have a Psuli Hamakdoshim, means the korban that became a Balmum, and even after you appointed it, if you make a Tmur on it, you say Zutachazu, then the Locha of that Tmur is Shemesa, that's the die. Talmudem, the Pasuk says, "Mimale Hagera Tomei." So someone about a Mala Gera Behemet Torah, and it ends off saying it's Tomei. So as she said, the Sefer, the Kruak, Siv, Tomi Yulechem, and we darshin that there's something that has to money Taira, and so it's also Bachila. And this is talking about a Tumuras of a Psulim HaMekdoshim. That's what we darshin of this Pasuk. Talmud Leima, Mimali Hagera Tomi, there remains Tomi, teaching us that the Tumura of Psulim HaMekdoshim you can't eat, but rather you have to let it die. For the Gemara HaMibol, we need this Pasuk, Le Chomish Chatois Mesois. There's a special law of five different Chatois that you have to let them die. Or Shemesa by Leho, if the owner died, or Shineskapu by Leho, or the Tmura of it is one of the lochis.
So who need it for another drosha? So Mora says, no, who? This halacha, the chomesh katoyes mesois, the mafrisei haparas to tomei. From another pasuk, that even though it has mafrisei haparas, the hooves are split, still is tomei. So Mora says, tani namech, we don't like this also. Midain, how do we know taka lechomesh katoyes mesois, that the halacha, these chomesh, different, five different halachas about the korban chatit, that you have to let it die? Tamlem, the pasuk says, mafrisei haparas to tomei. So you see, from this pasuk we learn it out from, and not from the pasuk of Mimali Agera. So from the pasuk of Mimali Agera, we learn out that the tumura of the psul and hamgadoshim is asatit, is lemisa. Now the more is the question: chomish chatois meisois. What do you need a pasuk for? Hilchas gemira law. That's a special halacha l'moshim sinai. That the five different halachas by chatis. We said that it's chapro by leo or meisa by leo. That's lemisa ozlo. You can't do anything with it. But halacha l'moshim sinai. It's what he's saying here. We dash from a pasuk. We mafrisi haparsa. So what's that true? Ela rather ki also crow le tumuras oshim. The pasuk is not coming for a chatis, but it's coming for the tumur of a korban oshim. Teacher, that's also bachila. For the Gemara, tumuras oshim nami hilchas. It's also one of the five halachas. That al klal is kol she bechatis meisa. The tumur of a chatis is meisa. The klal of anything by korban chatis is meisa is the oshim roya. By an oshim, the din is yet let it pasture in the fields till it becomes a mamum, and then you can be paid for it. So you don't need a pasuk for this. That's also part of the local Moshim Sinai, that tumuras oshim is you have to let it become a balmum. So Moshim says true. El yerlom chomish chatoyis mesis. That the pasuk is coming to teach us this halacha, that these five special halachas about a korban chatis is lemisi, you have to let it die. And if so, the itzrach kro, the itzrach hilchas, I'll tell you, you need both. You need the pasuk, and you need the local Moshim Sinai. It's not a stira to have both. Ni mikro would have just had this pasuk of Mefrisiyah Parasol, Havi Minai would have thought to say Luria. The Pasuk just tells us it's us to bring it for carbon. These five chatoyas, she can't be makriv. What should you do with it? I would have thought, let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a bamum, and then you could be poisoned then. Kamash, that's the Chidish no Hilchasa, that Lamisa. The Halacha tells us, no, you have to let it die. If so, let's just have the Halacha. No. Vim Hilchasa, just from the Halacha Lamashim Sina, Havi Minai would have thought to say, Heicha di Ovid, Ikri v'ochom hani chomish chatois. Let's say somebody went ahead and ate from one of these five chatois. In a case where the owner already had his kapara, like they were mafresh one korban chatis and they lost it, and they brought another one, and now they found the first one. So let's say somebody shechted and the kohen ate from it. I would have thought to say Yisuri Ketru is over in Issa, but maybe lav lek, maybe there's no lav. Kamashmulan, yes, that's this pasuk of mafresh parasa, that the ikal lav, that these even a lav. So the kids are not a stigma to say you need both the halacha l'moshim Sinai and the pasuk. The boy said, if you want to tell like this, le'yakusha, this pasuk comes to teach the hekesh, that dov rabo mimale gero, le dov rabo mafrisi pasuk, come to tell us both have the same halacha. That ma'ala halam mimisa, just like the halacha of chomesh chatois, is that you have to let it die, so tell you afkan here also, by the tamura of the psuli hamagdashim, you know what the din is, afkan b'misa. Halacha here is that you have to let it die. That's what we need it for. True, it's halacha l'moshim Sinai, but even though it's halacha, the pasuk teaches us to make this hekesh. To teach us in mafrisei haparsa and in mali agera that just like the chomish chatois, the din is yet let them die. Here also by the tmura of a balas psuli hamikdashim, also din is l'misa ozla. Now the mishnah says like this: Hamakabel soin barzim l'avikachovim. Let's say a guy that owns a parah, owns a cow, he gives it over to the Jew, and he makes a condition with him that you could work with it for the next 10 years, and the babies, the blood that it has, will split. Half of them belong to you, the Jew, but it's called certain barrels. The meaning to say, we value how much this parah is worth right now. If that's just worth $100 right now, to make a condition that no matter what happens to it, the Jew is going to have to give back $100 to the guy. Even if this parah becomes worth less later, or let's say it dies later, still the Jew is mekabel upon himself and he's going to have to pay it back. That's the lashon of a mekabel tsoin the barzel. You make the tsoin the sheep like a barzel, like metal. Just like metal can't get lost, can't be destroyed, here also, no matter what happens to it, you make up, you'll have to pay back the guy the value of it, how much it's worth now. And again, the condition was that the Jew works with it, and the vlad that it has, they share. So the Mishnah says the locker is below the Sayyim. The kids that you have from this parah, so even though the